I'm joined by The Guardian's Harriet Sherwood, our Jerusalem correspondent. Harriet, can you tell me where you are and what's happening?
I'm waiting close to the Erez border crossing into Gaza. The Israeli military are not allowing us to proceed any further along the road. They've blocked the road. There's quite a lot of journalists here trying to get into Gaza. They are saying that they will allow us in within an hour, but frankly, I believe that when I see it. I hope it's true. So we're just waiting. Some people have been here for 2.5 hours, and there's been quite a lot of rocket fire over our heads this morning, which has been intercepted by the Israeli military. But just up the road from where I am, there has been a building that has been struck, and there are unconfirmed reports that three Israelis have been killed. Now, if that's true, that is a very, very big development, and I think it heralds a much bigger confrontation between Israel and Gaza than we've even seen in the past 24 hours.
And are there many people? I mean, obviously you're near a border crossing now, but are there many? Did you see many people on the streets? Are people sort of frightened to come out? What's the situation?
No, I can't. We can't actually get to the border crossing, but as you know, it's very strictly controlled, and Palestinians have to have special permits to be able to leave Gaza into Israel. So I think it's very unlikely that any Palestinians will be coming across this border crossing. It's possible they may be going across the Rafah crossing into Egypt, which, as far as I know, is open at the moment. But so here on the Israeli side, there's a lot of sirens going off, people taking shelter. We're getting a lot of alerts saying that there are rockets coming in pretty regularly, and we can see quite a lot of action in the sky. But at the moment, I don't know what's happening in Gaza, except for later this morning, there is the funeral of the Hamas military commander who was killed yesterday, which will be a very big event, I would imagine.
And have you had a chance to see what the Israeli media's response has been to what happened?
I haven't actually. I haven't got up very early this morning and got in my car to drive down here. I haven't really caught up on the Israeli media, but this is obviously a massive event here. There will be kind of blanket coverage of it. There's very few Western journalists inside Gaza at the moment. The BBC is there, and there's a print reporter as well. There are obviously a lot of local journalists, so news will get out. But at the moment, my concentration is on trying to get in.
Sure. And do you see any hope that, something larger can be avoided at this stage?
I was told last night by a Palestinian journalist based in Gaza that Hamas have approached the Egyptians and the Qataris to try and intervene to bring this to an end. I think if, as I said earlier, I think if three Israelis have been killed this morning, and as I say, that is unconfirmed, then I don't think we're going to see a swift end to this confrontation.
And a lot of people are kind of asking the question about the proximity of this happening so close to the Israeli election. Do you think that's a factor?
Well, it was very interesting that nearly all Israeli politicians were very quick off the mark yesterday to endorse the action. I think they understand that security is a very big issue in Israeli minds all the time, but particularly so at elections. So that may be a factor in their hearty endorsement of what's been going on. I don't know. I mean, I think that I think there are lots of factors, and that may be one of them. I think another factor may be that the Palestinians, are going to the United Nations in 2 weeks today to try and get recognition for their state, and I think there could be a connection with that.
Okay, thanks very much, Harriet, and maybe we'll speak to you later when you hopefully get across.